All right, Richard, you are good.
Okay, so we are now adjourned from executive session. We're going to reconvene the regular meeting of the Port of Brookings Harbor Commission. And we are now at commissioner comments. Does any commissioners want to make comments?
The only comment I want to say is I approached Travis the other day. Contact Crabfish, you're going to take care of it at Palance. I just wanted you guys to know that I walked up and asked him to do that.
And it wasn't a direction. It we typically do that. I would say it's more of a reminder if we're currently still doing that.
Here's my dilemma for us, all of us. At some point, we cease being port commissioners and we become citizens that have concerns about things at the port. We have to be very careful with that because the public may not see it that way. But if you want to go in and address Travis and say, you know, it's a mess down there, we need to get this fixed, I don't see that as being an issue. No different than I go in there and yammer about people parking in the boat parking lot. That's not as a commissioner, that's just because I'm mad about it.
I know, I just wanted to bring it up, that's
okay,
all.
Okay, that's fine.
Because that is a problem.
Well,
which reminds me once the letter.
It costs the port a lot of money, and I take care of mine every year. Every year.
There is
I know,
no accounting for the individual, but I mean, just drive around town. So. Any other comments?
The only one I've got is the email that came from, and I don't know if it's one of those fishing ones, it doesn't seem to be, but it is related to fishing, as regards to the guy that bought the $300 fan from the port. Is there a, what's the sticker look like? I had never seen that sticker. So
it is our logo, which is the exact, and it says Port of Brookings Harbor on it. It's about this big.
Okay.
And then the color of it matches the registration color that's current for the Oregon State Marine Board.
So if a individual who's a registered guide fails to purchase that $300 pass, permit, whatever we wish to call it, is there anything in our ordinances for enforcement so that we can take action against those who fail to purchase?
I would say that yes, we currently have ordinances that are put in that would allow me to trespass somebody for not paying it. You know, you're kind of, you're coming down, you're utilizing our services, you are choosing not to pay it, you are telling me no, that is a result. Do I think we could do better? Yes. I think we could do better by specifically addressing that in an ordinance and stating exactly what we're talking about and kind of carving that charter line out and making its own kind of line item with the ordinance.
I think that's important because that then puts this on the public agenda in an open public action that says the Port of Brookings Harbor Commission is going to affirmatively assess or assert that we're going to charge $300. And we're going to enforce it by having an ordinance, and if you violate, you will be trespassed for 6 months. And I assume that becomes a criminal trespass if it's an ordinance.
They all act the same. It's a trespass, like a misdemeanor trespass first, and then if you come back, then it is a you can be arrested for it. But it's kind of you get one warning, and then if you come back,
that would give those folks an opportunity to then come in and comment.
So the only question comes in is as addressed in that letter, and I've seen it time and time again, not just here at the port, but up the rivers and other places. Oh, I'm just guiding friends. I'm not doing it for hire. How do we affect that?
There's definitely a very difficult challenge that I've seen by determining if somebody wants to lie to us. We are not in a position to say, yeah, you are. You are guiding. I mean, we're not going to get into that. You know, most of what we have is intended for people to do the right thing. If you choose not to and you say, no, I'm just here guiding, is what, for me, is what that does is that initially automatically triggers me. You now get a camera following you when you're at the port. And if you are constantly here taking out friends, well, then I have a beyond a reasonable doubt that you're not telling me the truth, I would let them hang themselves a little bit farther with it. How I would handle it.
If you could get to that point, then that's when we have OSP, we actually actively involve OSP in that and say, okay, here's the issue. Can you help us determine whether or not those were clients or friends? And that means that they would have to go to the boat and ask an affirmative question. Danielle, are you fishing with him as a friend or are you paying him as a client? That puts Danielle in the position of saying, yeah, if I lie about this, then that gets me in some trouble. So that's a very real possibility, but there are ways to take it off.
It already came across. Mm-hmm. I've already been told to it. Nope, we're just down here, I'm friends. Fishing with friends.
And that reason I mentioned OSP is because that comes up on the river all the time. You know, these guys that show up that are guiding, we know they're guiding. And so OSP has a complete undercover program to deal with that. So
it's going to be harder. It's going to be a hard road, especially for people that don't want to follow the rules. That's really unfortunate. Out of all those guys out there, you know how many came into our port office and paid it? Three people did.
But at the end of the day, if we start getting alley about this, their decision is going to be, so $300, that's two clients for one day.
Mm-hmm.
Do I really want to go through this hassle, or I'll just go pay it down? And, they're getting a parking permit to go with it, which is worth something to them, depending on how often they fish. So I think we just go ahead with it and see where it rolls. If it gets ugly, we'll figure out how to get ugly back. But I think you'll get a lot of compliance once people know that, these guys are going to enforce this, then I think you'll get better compliance. So in reality, the law is written for 5% of the people.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
But I still think, Richard, that we should look into options there, because there are other options out there that we could follow. Like Gold Beach has an ordinance, and if the people don't obey by their ordinance, then they are given a fine. There's also other ways that it could be turned into the State Marine Board, and these guys will not get a license the next year.
Well,
there are options, and I just think we need to look at those options, bring them back to the board, and we can have a discussion on it.
Well, and that's what we would do if we had a proposed ordinance, to just lay that out there.
Yeah.
Okay, any other comments? All right. With that, our next regular meeting date will be Wednesday, November 15th, 2023, 2 p.m., and we are adjourned.
Goodbye.
What is the...